Today's message has been brought to you by Faith Family Church in Billings, Montana. For more information, visit faithfamilybillings.com.
If you're visiting today, or this is the first time you've been with us online, excuse me just a minute. This may be a little bit different than what you're used to for a normal church service. So I want to share some scriptures with you. One of the things that the Lord has dealt with me about concerning Palm Sunday for the last 2 years is ministering to those who need ministry, as far as the laying on of hands for those that are sick, and then also for those that are tormented by spirits. How many realize there's evil spirits in the earth? Okay. And they're heightening in America. Now, in other countries, it hasn't been as strong here as it has been in other countries, because America, and I should say Western culture, kind of prides itself on its intellect. We think we're smarter than the spirit world. And much of the church has operated that way too. So you'll have cessationist doctrines that are preached. And you say, what's a cessationist doctrine? Well, the cessationist doctrine says that when the apostles died, that God quit doing signs, wonders, and miracles. The essential belief is that God did those things to ratify the written book. And since we have the written book, we don't need God to move like that anymore. Now, I've never found a scripture to validate that. So unless your theology is backed by two or three witnesses out of this, within the context of what is taught, because I do believe in the canon of scripture, obviously, it's been validated and ratified, hundreds and hundreds of times through documents that have been discovered through the years that this is the scripture, but unless your theology lines up with the word of God, then I'm not interested in your theology. Or I should say false theology. Now, there's some really quote unquote smart people that will disagree with me on this, but they're not disagreeing with me. Amen? So if you want to understand how God is, you have to dig deep and put your foundation, your house, on this foundation, okay? So, not that I want to get into a theological debate this morning, because I'm not going to, but I just want to present that thought to you, because maybe if you're watching online, or if you're here in the room and you're new with us, you've never heard that before. I'm going to read several scriptures that are going to prove to you that God is still a healer, He's still a deliverer, He still is everything He ever was. Now, we know the scripture says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? But a lot of times people have never really encountered God that way. Now, I realize in the group here today that the majority of you have, but you can be patient with me and with those who don't know as much as you do. Amen? How many know if you're more mature, you need to be patient with those who don't know quite as, they haven't come as far along, amen? And so we're gonna look at the scripture and show that God cares about your mental state and your physical state. And it was a major part of the Lord's ministry when He was here on the earth, and it has not changed. The scripture says in Acts that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, and He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. It says that in Acts 10:38. Now, why did He do that? Well, because that was the heart of God toward the people. How many know the heart of God has not changed? There's a lot of teaching today that says, okay, yeah, you're gonna give your heart to Jesus, it's gonna just be torture all the way through this life, but someday you'll get to heaven and all the pain will end. I'm not saying you won't have problems, But I am saying that the Lord gave us authority to deal with our enemy today and remove him from the midst of not only those who are unsaved, but those who are saved as well. Amen? Because how many realize this, that not everybody's walking in the fullness of what God has given them in Christ? And sometimes people need extra help. That's why we're here, right? That's why ministers are here. That's why the body of Christ is here. We're here to unite our faith with your faith at whatever level it is and bring you up to the level where we can take care of that enemy and kick him out. So let me read some scriptures to you. Luke chapter 6, verse 17 says this, and I'm going to go through verse 19. But it says, and he came down, talking about Jesus, with them, and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. Do you see that there? All right, verse 18. As well as those, so not only those who needed physical healing, but then as well as those who were what? Tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Now, in our culture today, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they shared with me how they were driving around, and they saw somebody's license plate, and they had on the back of their vehicle, I don't know if it was on the window or the bumper, but they had all these bumper stickers about all these different what are called religions, you know, and different things. It wasn't Christianity, in other words. How many get the picture of what I'm painting here? All right. And then their license plate said Spellcaster. Do you know that's pretty common now? And I'm not talking about just in, it's common in the culture. The worship of the spirit world outside of Christ is common in Montana. Did you know that? It is. And we've encountered these things through the years. I have. I've had people share with me how evil spirits have spoken my name and they don't even know me through somebody to them. I think that's awesome. You say, what's wrong with you, Sean? Everything right. You know, there was a point where there was ministry going on in the book of Acts, and the seven sons of Sceva decided they were going to cast demons out in the name of Jesus. And those seven sons of Sceva, they were dealing with this demon-possessed man. And they said, we cast you out in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. And when he said that, the demon spoke back to them through this gentleman and said, Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you? And then he thoroughly whooped the seven sons of Sceva. In fact, he beat them, all seven guys. That was one guy with a demon, beat all seven guys with such force that they were, it says they left almost naked. They got it handed to them. You say, what does that have to do? Well, listen, if demons are upset with me and the person they're speaking through doesn't even know me, yay. Paul, he knew, which means what? Sean, we know. Jesus, we know. But who are you, right? So the point here is this, is that the demonic activity that is happening in the earth, and it goes all the way up through Hollywood to the political realm, guys. That is just as real today as it's ever been. It's just that many times the church, and I don't like to say this, the church has abandoned the scripture on the subject and embraced psychology. Now, psychology can be good if it's based in scripture. But if all we do is measure natural responses based on chemical impulses and readings on a screen, we're not dealing with the whole thing. So I'm going to say something. All stealing, killing, and destroying, so all sickness, all torment from the enemy comes from the spirit world first. All torment in the soul comes from the spirit world first into this world. Now, many denominations and churches have gotten so far into the natural just in looking at things from an intellect standpoint that they actually don't even think that's true. And yet the very scripture that we use to lead people to be born again talks about this issue repeatedly. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not against doctors or nurses or medications. I'm not against any of that. If it's helping where you're at, that's great. But let's get it all the way out and deal with the spirit side of it, okay? That's what Jesus did. If we're going to follow the pattern of Jesus, we're going to follow something where Jesus ministered to people, and he did so in such a way that the anointing, and we'll look at this in verse 19, the anointing, or what we call the power of God, it says it came out of him, and they were healed, they were delivered. So let me read verse 19 in Luke 6 again. It says this, and the whole multitude sought to touch him. Now think about this. This is thousands of people. If you look up what the word multitude means in scripture, this is thousands of people. And they all sought to touch him. Can you imagine what that would have been like? You mean, you talk about needing ushers. In other words, they were pressing in. Why? Because it says what went out of him. They knew if they could get a hold of Jesus, the power that was in him would release the physical bondage that was in their body. It would release the bondage in the soul, the mind, will, and emotions in their lives that was operating in their soul realm. They understood, I'm in chains in my soul, I'm in bondage in my body, but the power that's coming out of Jesus will release me from that power. And most of the church world today does not believe that. They don't. I hate to say it. They think, oh no, that was then. Jesus did that, just did that to prove he was the Son of God. No, he did it because he loves people. God doesn't need to prove he's God. He doesn't even have to come down in the form of a man and say, hey, I'm here. He doesn't have to do anything. He's God. But yet he's so motivated by compassion that he'll actually get out of what we might call his comfort zone. And really, guys, come into the earth, which was a trash can by the time humanity and the devil had gotten through with it. And he came down and lived among us. And as he walked among us, he demonstrated the Father. But how did he demonstrate the Father? He didn't demonstrate the Father by distributing death to humanity. Rather, he came in and disrupted the enemy's work within people and untangled the bondages, the sicknesses, the diseases, the things that were of hell, he removed. And then he went a step further to the point where he didn't just remove those things, but he actually stepped into the place of all humanity concerning the judgment that was necessary to fall upon us and took the punishment of wrath in our place so that we could function in the authority that he purchased, which is what we call righteousness. I should say it this way. It's what the Bible calls righteousness. See, God doesn't want you even a little bit tormented. Come on, think about Jesus. As you're thinking about this, we're going to pray for the sick, but there's a couple of things the Lord told me to mention. But think about Jesus. He prayed. And he prayed like this. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be on as it is. How much torment in heaven? How much sickness in heaven? Now, I understand we have physical bodies. I understand that they're not glorified yet. But that's why Jesus commissioned or purchased healing for us here. He knew, glory to God, that you and I would need a tune-up physically every once in a while. Not only if you're young, but all the way to your super old. Amen? Super, you say, what do you mean super old? You're pushing into your 90s. You're knocking on the door of 100. But you're like, I ain't leaving yet, Lord. I got work to do. So just go ahead and touch my physical body because I want to be the body of Christ in the earth and I need to minister to all these young whippersnappers that don't know anything. How many of you know that's a blessing to have people stick around that have walked with God 30 years longer than I have? I want them around. Amen? I'm not reading any more scriptures. I don't have time. That was pretty good preaching, though. I think the Lord helped us, right? You know what I mean? If you want to look some up later, Matthew 4, 23 through 24, you can just jot down the address and go look at them. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7. The next three will be in the book of Acts. Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. That one's really cool. It says, unusual miracles were done through the hands of Paul. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 through 16. It's interesting because even in the midst of that particular passage, it says that the people were so used to miracles and healing and so expectant. It says that they actually took people out that were sick on beds. And they would take them out into the street, hoping that Peter's shadow would go across them. Isn't that interesting? And they believed that God would heal them that way. That's some faith right there. I mean, that's we haven't done that yet. All right? And I stress the word maybe yet. Okay. Acts chapter 8 and then verse 4 through 7. Nope, through 8. And that's where Philip went down to Samaria and preached. And it says, after he ministered, there was great joy in the city. So here's what I want to minister to this morning first. If you have any physical need in your body, and that's why you came this morning for healing, I want to minister to you, and my ushers will be helping me with this. And so any physical need, if it's, maybe it's a diagnosis of something, maybe it's something that you just needs a tune-up, you know what I mean, in your body in that sense. We can pray for that. How many know the difference between feeling sick and feeling healed? Okay, so you get the point. I'm trying to over-explain it, and there's no need. Okay. I want to pray for people that have had, you've been born again, but there's been damage to your body through maybe drug or alcohol use. You know, in excess, like sometimes people with alcohol, they can have liver issues or kidney problems, different things like that. Or if they're drug, sometimes the mind is not, the physical brain has been damaged. How many know God can heal your brain? Okay. You say, how do you know that? He made it. The devil didn't make my brain. God did. He's the master at fixing the watch. Do you know what I mean by the watch? He knows the intricacies of your whole, how you tick on the inside. Maybe there's damage that happened or healing needed in a child. Of course, we can pray for that. Anything associated with if you're on any sort of medications, and I'm not going to have people raise their hands. It's just everybody will come up generally. So to try to hold anonymity in that sense. But if you're on any sort of medications for like a bipolar depression, maybe you've been tormented with self-harm thoughts. They call it self-harm. which would include cutting or anything suicide or anything associated with that. The Lord wants to heal you. Here's something that the Lord had said to me, and he said this pretty emphatic to me when I was in prayer. He said, tell them I am not mad at them, and I want them whole more than they do. He told me that. Well, I've messed up so much in my life. We all know. We don't care in the sense of that's not going to be held against you. I'll put it to you like this. How many really righteous people did Jesus heal? The answer is zero. Because he hadn't died and rose from the dead yet. Nobody could be righteous. Like, Jesus didn't take people into the healing that came for healing and go, oh, obviously you haven't been eating right. Hey, look, I got to bring it up because our church culture is like, well, if you just would take care of your body more. Well, there are things we should do naturally. I'm not against that, but Jesus never put stipulations on anybody to be healed other than come in faith and be healed. I do not see it in the scripture, and I don't care how many Jewish diets you come up with for me to read on. And I'm serious about it, because I got a scripture for you in the Old Testament that says, eat the fat and drink the sweet. Okay, I got a little excited about that one. All right. Okay. Okay. So this is how I want to do this. Glory to God, because it's not time to be down. It's time to have joy.
That's right.
Jesus is not looking at you with eyes of condemnation. You say, well, will he correct us? Well, sure he will, but he doesn't condemn us. How many know that God knows my state? The scripture says in Psalms, he knows my frame. What does that mean? That means he knows my exact condition, and he's not looking at me from the standpoint of, I can't believe this guy. He understands me better than I understand myself. And his mercies never end. They just keep coming day after day. Amen. So I'd like to pray for people. So if my ushers will get ready. We're going to do this orderly. All right. So these guys are just going to help you line up and stuff like that as we pray for people this morning. So I just ask, if you're not going to be prayed for, you know, we got 15 minutes left or so in the service. Just hang with us. You'll be fine. Try not to walk around a bunch. But I would ask you to do this. If you don't need prayer, you know what you can do is use your faith for someone else. Amen. Amen. So keep that in mind. Be believing God with these people. Amen. And then if you need prayer for anything that I mentioned, I just ask you to come right now. And as you're coming, what's going to take place is we'll lay hands on you. Heidi and I will. And what we're going to do is, this is how, well, I'll wait for you to get up here. That'll be easier. Now, if you're watching online right now, I don't know, Jackie, if you can put me, you got me front and center if you're good. If you're watching online right now and you need physical healing in your body or anything like that, be believing for healing right now. In fact, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to pray for you while they're getting these guys organized and believe God for you. Whatever it is, if it's in your mind or in your body, let's just pray for those people online right now as a church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for those watching. Lord, if there is any spirit present that shouldn't be there in their lives, we speak to that evil spirit in the name of Jesus and command it to leave right now. Lord, the sickness, any sickness in their body, we command that to leave in the name of Jesus right now. You cannot be in them. You leave in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Now, as if you're those that are watching online, if something took place in your body man, let us know. DM us, message us, let us know. And we'd love to hear the praise reports and celebrate with you. Okay, for those of you that are up here for prayer, this is what's gonna happen. You're gonna be like this, like you're catching a football. Okay? And here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to look around at everybody else. I just want you to close your eyes and focus on the Lord. As we pray for you, you're gonna feel the power of God go into you. Please don't grab me, okay? You say, why do you say that? Because it happens. It just does. It happens sometimes because people don't know what to do with the power of God sometimes. And that's okay. It's not a sin. But just realize that we have some hefty, beefy young men behind you that'll be able to hold you up. So don't worry about that, okay? Just keep that in mind. So you're just going to receive from the Lord. Just prepare your heart right now. And we're going to lay hands on people in Jesus' name. The rest of you, aren't you glad you're healthy?
Hallelujah.
All right, let's believe God with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, freedom. Freedom. In the name of Jesus. Yep, that healing ordinary. Oh, man. In the name of Jesus, I just released that anointing. Oh, thank you, Father, for ministering life to your son. Thank you. In Jesus' name, total freedom. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, be whole and be free right now. There you go. Just receive that anointing. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, that anointing. Thank you, Lord. It removes and destroys the enemy's works in this body, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, yeah, be free, be whole, be at peace in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, be whole, be whole, be whole in Jesus' name. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Be loosed and freed in the name of Jesus. There you go. Clear that air. In the name of Jesus, be whole, be healed. Every nerve, every joint, every muscle, the mind, total healing in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, be whole in Jesus' name. From your head down to your feet, in Jesus' name, we take authority over any enemy activity. You are loosed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, be free, be whole, and increase in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, be whole. Be whole. Be whole in Jesus' name. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be whole in Jesus' name. For the King's glory, for the purpose of the King's glory in Jesus' name. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be sound, be free in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Just some adjustments individually that you need to make in Jesus' name. You know what they are because you know the heart of God. You know the heart of God. Just make those adjustments. Just stand bold. Yeah, and the enemy will flee from you in Jesus' name. Okay, praise God. Did I miss anybody, guys? Okay. Thank you, Lord. You coming? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Be loosed. Be loosed from the affliction in Jesus' name. I command evil spirits to go. In the name of Jesus, leave. I command them. In the name of Jesus, you cannot stay in Jesus' name. Yeah, freedom, freedom, freedom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, wholeness. In the name of Jesus, wholeness, 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 wholeness. In the name of Jesus. Okay, a couple more here. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, wholeness. In Jesus' name, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, wholeness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, be whole, be whole, be whole, be whole in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Receive that anointing. Receive that anointing. Thank you, Lord. And you don't have to fall if you don't want to. In the name of Jesus, be whole. Be loosed in, that there. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, that will be freed and unlocked in that area in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you like prayer? Okay, just lift your hands, close your eyes. You're just going to receive from Jesus, okay? In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your peace. Lord, I just ask that you would give this young man understanding and that his perspective would be open to your perspective. In Jesus' name. That those things that have harassed or tried to lie to him would be exposed in Jesus' name. And your truth in life is setting him free, but will continue. Lord, you'll continue to minister to him by your Spirit. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And in the name of Jesus, be whole. Be whole. Be whole. Yep, be whole. Just be whole. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Be whole. Yep. Total healing in that place of full surrender to him. Oh, yeah. That release from all those things. Lord, I thank you that you're ministering life in her mind completely. Thank you, Father. Continued strength, continued growth in Jesus' name. Wholeness. In the name of Jesus, be whole. Be whole in Jesus' name. Receive that wholeness. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We good? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. So I think we're good, ushers. I think we got everybody. I got just a few more minutes here. I want to encourage you with this. If we prayed for you and you sense the Spirit of God minister to you, you know he ministered to you, be diligent to fight your enemy. So, I wish I could tell you that the enemy will leave you alone forever after we pray for you, but that would be unbiblical, okay? The Bible says that we're to fight the good fight of faith. So if we prayed for you for whatever the issue was, you need to lay hold of that agreement in prayer that we just did here, and you need to let the enemy know, you can't have me, devil. Your demons, they cannot have me. You're not allowed in my body. You're not allowed in my mind. My mind is Christ's mind. My body is Christ's body. I've been baptized into Christ and raised with him. You know, a lot of times, and I know that you felt things when we prayed for you, but I'm going to be honest with you. Just so you know, I didn't feel a thing because I'm not operating on feeling. I'm operating on faith in spiritual realities. So sometimes as charismatics, Pentecostals, whatever you want to call us, pick a brand, I don't care. We just believe the Bible, okay? But a lot of times we can be absorbed in a feeling and miss the faith that's active. And we need to be aware of that once you leave this place, you are to be fully armored at all times. You're to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of truth. You're to have your loins, the belt of truth around your loins, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, amen? And sometimes people can say, well, you prayed for me, and man, it was good for about 3 days, and then it's all like it all tried to come back, or it all came back. Well, the enemy, when he's removed, will try to come back. And so people say, well, what should I do? What should I do? Spend a lot of time reading the Gospel of John and the book of Acts. Just spend a lot of time. We have a phrase in our current culture, and it's kind of passing out or going past now, but people talk about binge watching things. Binge read. The scripture in Psalm says that this word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Binge read, make the devil mad. Do what you need to do. Get in this book. If you have to walk around your house and just open the scripture and start reading it aloud because the enemy is putting pressure on you, do it. And use the name of Jesus, which is the name above every single name. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now lives in you. That Spirit will quicken and make alive your mortal body. You do have the mind of Christ. Sometimes you just got to go over to Philippians chapter 4 and you got to say, no, I'm not going to think about that nasty stuff that you're trying to put in my head, devil. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are holy, whatsoever things are just and right and of a good report, I'm going to think on these things. And devil, you cannot have my mind. You cannot have my family. You can't have the generations after me. There has to be a fight within you. Amen. Those of you that are watching online, same thing. There needs to be a fight within you. Now you may say, well, I'll do that. What else can I do? Listen, there are hundreds of hours of teaching on our YouTube channel. Or the website. It's all free. You can download it, share it, watch it. Man, I will do this. I did this on Friday. I have a app on my phone that just reads the Bible to me. And I'll listen to it for hours. You say, what's wrong with you, preacher? You've been at it for 20 plus years. Yeah, and I haven't changed a bit. And I'm free, and I'm delivered, and I live in peace. You say, well, that just seems extreme. I don't know about you, but last time I read my Bible, they were extreme. Many times denominationalism turns Christianity into just giant groups of people that are spiritually asleep. They're just going to heaven when they die. And that's why people leave the denominations and come to churches like ours. I don't mind. I'd rather see you alive than dead. I'd rather see you on fire and free than bound by traditions of men. I don't want to see that. We had a lady a few years ago. We were doing a Wednesday night Bible study at that time, and we were live streaming, and she's a Baptist lady from Circle, Montana. And she got filled with the Holy Spirit speaking with other tongues over the live stream. Now, how do you do that? It must be God's in every place. And when he sees faith, he goes, let's land there. Do you ever watch those guys at the airport with the orange, you know, lights to move it, planes into places? Our faith in the Spirit is like that to God. Right here, Lord. I'm a candidate, Lord. Minister to me, Lord. I'll take it. Amen. Oh, that was a good service. I think that was a good one. It went pretty good, I thought. We had a good one last service and the good one this service. Amen. So fight the fight of faith. My altar care workers will come. Whoever's doing altar care, they can come. Hallelujah. And minister to people. So after the service, if you need prayer for anything, you know what? I'm going to do this. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want to do this. We still have 3 minutes, so according to my clock. I'm going to do this. I want to give people an opportunity. If you haven't received Christ, and you know within you that you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you want to, I'd just like you to raise your hand where you're at. Thank you. Anybody else? You know you need to receive Jesus. Now, if you're watching online, I can't see your hand, but we have these cool inventions called emojis. So if you'll just put up a hand emoji in the comments and say yes, then we can get a hold of you and pray with you. And we'd love to do that if you're watching online and you haven't received Christ. So I see your hand, young man. Praise God. And I'm going to ask everybody to pray together concerning this. And we're going to have a new brother in the Lord. Amen. It's going to be awesome. So say this with me if you would. And if you're watching online, you can say this with us as well. Heavenly Father, thank you that your son Jesus came to this earth, lived a sinless life, and died on the cross for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead so that I could receive forgiveness, become your child, and receive the gift of eternal life. I come to you now and repent from my sin. I not only receive your gift of forgiveness, but I give you my whole life, all of my heart. I believe you have accepted me because Jesus said, the one who comes to him, he will by no means cast out. He also said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you for saving me, making me your child, and helping me live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. You're in the family. I'm your big brother now. But you have an awesome brother named Jesus, who's your Lord and Savior. So if you prayed that for the first time, I ask you to come up afterwards. We have a new believers pack that we want to get in your hands. And give that to you, give you some instruction. If you need prayer for anything else, guys, feel free to come up and have them pray for you. Bless you guys. Have a great week.
Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you would like more information about Faith Family Church, including service times and location, visit faithfamilybillings.com.